Lesson 4, Text 4, How We Kept Mother's Day, by Stephen Leacock. Task, listen to the text, mark the stresses and tunes in the textbook, practice your reading.
So we decided to have a special celebration of Mother's Day. We thought it a fine idea. It made us all realize how much Mother had done for us for years, and all the efforts and sacrifice that she had made for our sake. We decided that we'd make it a great day, a holiday for all the family, and do everything we could to make Mother happy. Father decided to take a holiday from his office, so as to help in celebrating the day. And my sister Anne and I stayed home from college classes, and Mary and my brother Will stayed home from high school. It was our plan to make it a day just like Christmas or any big holiday, and so we decided to decorate the house with flowers and with mottos over the mantelpieces and all that kind of thing. We got Mother to make mottos and arrange the decorations, because she always does it at Christmas. The two girls thought it would be a nice thing to dress in our very best for such a big occasion, and so they both got new hats. Mother trimmed both the hats, and they looked fine. And Father had bought silk ties for himself and us boys as a souvenir of the day to remember Mother by. We were going to get Mother a new hat too, but it turned out that she seemed to really like her old grey bonnet better than a new one, and both the girls said that it was awfully becoming to her. Well, after breakfast, we had arranged as a surprise for Mother that we would hire a motor car and take her for a beautiful drive away into the country. Mother is hardly ever able to have a treat like that, because we can only afford to keep one maid, and so Mother is busy in the house nearly all the time. But on the very morning of the day, we changed the plan a little bit, because it occurred to Father that a thing it would be better to do even than to take Mother for a motor drive would be to take her fishing. If you are going to fish, there's a definite purpose in front of you to heighten the enjoyment. So we all felt that it would be nicer for Mother to have a definite purpose. And anyway, it turned out that Father had just got a new rod the day before. So we got everything arranged for the trip, and we got Mother to cut up some sandwiches and make up a sort of lunch in case we got hungry, though of course we were to come back home again to a big dinner in the middle of the day, just like Christmas or New Year's Day. Mother packed it all up in a basket for us, ready to go in the motor. Well, when the car came to the door, it turned out that there hardly seemed as much room in it as we had supposed. Father said not to mind him. He said that he could just as well stay home, and that he was sure that he could put in the time working in the garden. He said that we were not to let the fact of his not having had a real holiday for 3 years stand in our way. He wanted us to go right ahead and be happy and have a big day. But of course, we all felt that it would never do to let Father stay home, especially as we knew he would make trouble if he did. The two girls, Anne and Mary, would gladly have stayed and helped the maid get dinner. Only it seemed such a pity to, on a lovely day like this, having their new hats. But they both said that Mother had only to say the word and they'd gladly stay home and work. Will and I would have dropped out, but unfortunately, we wouldn't have been any use in getting the dinner. So, in the end, it was decided that Mother would stay home and just have a lovely, restful day round the house, and get the dinner. It turned out anyway that Mother doesn't care for fishing, and also that it was just a little bit cold and fresh out of doors, though it was lovely and sunny, and Father was rather afraid that Mother might take cold if she came. So we all drove away with three cheers for Mother, and Father waved his hand back to her every few minutes till he hit his hand on the back edge of the car, and then said that he didn't think that Mother could see us any longer. Well, we had the loveliest day up among the hills that you could possibly imagine. It was quite late when we got back, nearly 7 o'clock in the evening. But Mother had guessed that we would be late, so she had kept back the dinner so as to have it just nicely ready and hot for us. Only first, she had to get towels and soap for Father and clean things for him to put on, because he always gets so messed up with fishing. And that kept Mother busy for a little while, that and helping the girls get ready. But at last, everything was ready, and we sat down to the grandest kind of dinner. Roast turkey and all sorts of things like on Christmas Day. Mother had to get up and down a good bit during the meal, fetching things back and forward. The dinner lasted a long while, and it was great fun. And when it was over, all of us wanted to help clear the things up and wash the dishes. Only Mother said that she would really much rather do it, and so we let her, because we wanted just for once to humour her. It was quite late when it was all over, and when we all kissed Mother before going to bed, she said it had been the most wonderful day in her life, and I think there were tears in her eyes. So we all felt awfully repaid for all that we had done.
Topic: Meals. Text A: An Englishman's Meals. Task: Listen to the text. Mark the stresses and tunes in the textbook. Practice your reading.
The usual meals in England are breakfast, lunch, tea and dinner, or, in ordinary households, breakfast, dinner, tea and supper. Breakfast is generally a bigger meal than they have on the continent. In the morning, an Englishman has his favourite breakfast of cornflakes with milk and sugar, or porridge, followed by fried bacon and eggs. A boiled egg is eaten with a small spoon with some salt. With it, he will have either bread and butter, or toast and butter. Some marmalade might be spread on the toast and butter. Perhaps some fruit will also be eaten. For a change, you can have cold ham, or perhaps fish, some coffee and a roll. But whether he in fact gets such a meal depends on the state of his housekeeping budget. Breakfast is often a quick meal, because the father of the family has to get away to his work. The children have to go to school, and the mother has her housework to do. At midday, people have their meals at home. Those who live alone, or who cannot get home during the day from their work, sometimes have meals in restaurants. Factory workers usually eat in their canteens. The main meal of the day is called dinner. Dinner is eaten either in the middle of the day or in the evening. If it is eaten in the evening, about 7 o'clock, the midday meal is called lunch, about 1 o'clock. If dinner is in the middle of the day, the evening meal is called supper. The usual midday meal consists of two courses, A meat course, accompanied by plenty of vegetables. After it comes a sweet pudding or some stewed fruit. Most Englishmen like what they call good plain food. Usually they have beefsteaks, chops, roast beef, and fried fish and chips. They are not overfond of soup, remarking that it fills them without leaving sufficient room for the more important meat course. Afternoon tea, you can hardly call a meal. This may mean a cup of tea and a cake, taken in the sitting room or at work. For the leisured classes, it is a social occasion when people often come in for a chat over their cup of tea. But some people like to have the so-called high tea, which is quite a substantial meal. They have it between 5 and 6 o'clock. In a well-to-do family, it will consist of ham, tongue and tomatoes and salad, or kipper, or tinned salmon, or sausage, with strong tea, bread and butter, then stewed fruit, or a tin of pears, apricot or pineapple with cream, and custard, and pastries or a bun. The evening meal, as we have already said, goes under various names, tea, high tea, dinner or supper, depending upon its size and also the social standing of those eating it. In some English homes, the midday meal is the chief one of the day, while in the evening they have a much simpler supper, an omelette or sausages, sometimes bacon and eggs, or whatever they can afford.
Text B. A table. Task. Listen to the text. Prepare to render it in indirect speech.
I say, Mum, I'm terribly hungry. I haven't had a thing all day. I could do with a snack.
Why, you're just in time for dinner.
No soup for me. I'd rather have a beefsteak.
Are you quite sure you wouldn't like some soup? It tastes all right.
There's nothing like steak and chips. I'll go and wash my hands.
How's the steak? I'm afraid it's underdone.
Oh, it's done to a turn. Just to my liking. I don't like meat overdone. May I have another helping of chips?
Yes, certainly. Hand me your plate, please. And help yourself to the salad. Just to see how it tastes.
Oh, it's delicious.
Shall I put some mustard on your steak?
No, thanks. I don't care for mustard. I'd rather take a spoonful of sauce. Pass me the sauce, please.
Here you are. Oh, isn't there a smell of something burning?
So there is.
I've left the layer cake in the oven.
For goodness sake, get it out quick.
Oh, Nick, how awkward of you to have spilt the sauce over the tablecloth. Get a paper napkin from the sideboard and cover it up.
I'm terribly sorry. I was quite upset about my favorite cake getting spoiled.
Don't worry. Here it is, brown and crisp on the outside. What will you have, tea or coffee?
A cup of tea.
Any milk? Shall I put butter on your bread?
Well, no, thanks. I can't see the sugar basin.
It's behind the bread plate. Have a better look.
I'm afraid it's the salt cellar.
So it is. In my hurry, I must have left it in the dresser.
It's all right. I'll get it myself.
Help yourself to the cake. There's nothing else to follow.
I've had a delicious meal.
Text C. In the dining hall. Task. Listen to the text. Practice your reading.
Let's go to the dining hall. We haven't much time left, but we'll manage it all right if you hurry. You take a place in the queue, and I'll see what we can get for dinner.
All right. What's on the menu?
Cabbage soup with meat, a chicken soup with noodles, and pea soup.
I don't know whether I'll have any. What have they got for seconds?
Fried fish and mashed potatoes, beefsteak, bacon and eggs.
And for dessert?
A lot of things. We can have stewed fruit or cranberry jelly or strawberries and cream.
Then I'll take cabbage soup with sour cream and... Well, and what about hors d'oeuvre? We've completely forgotten about it.
As we're in a hurry, I believe we can do without it. I never thought you were a big eater.
Neither did I. But I wouldn't mind having something substantial now.
So we'll take one cucumber salad and one tomato salad. That'll do for the time being. I think I can manage a bit of fish jelly as well, and then a chicken soup with noodles. That'll be fine.